This is a new episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, a senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. If you're finding these deep dives into the world of AI valuable, please take a moment to like and subscribe to the podcast on Apple. Welcome to this deep dive, where we're cutting through the noise to bring you the most important developments in AI as of April 3rd, 2025. You're here to get up to speed quickly and thoroughly, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We've got some pretty fascinating ground to cover, from AI seemingly mastering human conversation to its increasing role in education and even how it's, well, shaking up the economy.
It's definitely a packed day for AI, isn't it? You're looking for the signal and all the noise, and we've certainly got some strong signals coming through. We're going to explore a potential landmark in AI communication with the Turing test, then see how that intelligence is being applied to learning, witness the creative potential of new AI tools, discuss the crucial work being done on AI safety, and look at the surprising ways AI news can ripple through the financial markets.
Yeah, and more too.
Oh yeah. Plus, we'll touch on some intriguing shifts in data ownership and AI's ability to conquer new challenges.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into what's got a lot of people talking. The Turing test. Researchers at UC San Diego have reported that OpenAI's latest model, GPT 4.5, managed to achieve a 73% success rate in the Turing test. Now, for anyone who might not be completely familiar, what exactly does passing the Turing test mean in this specific context?
Well, in this study, it meant that human judges engaging in brief, like 5-minute text-based conversations incorrectly identified the AI as a human 73% of the time. The setup was quite interesting. A three-way interaction where the judge was comparing both an AI and a human simultaneously. So that direct comparison makes the results particularly noteworthy, I think.
73%, that's a high percentage. Makes you wonder, what were the judges focusing on in these conversations? Was it about, you know, deep philosophical debates or complex problem solving?
Not really, no. The report actually highlighted that over 60% of the interactions centered around really everyday topics, daily activities, personal detail, just casual conversation. This suggests that the AI's strength lies in convincingly mimicking the nuances of ordinary human exchange, not necessarily in displaying, you know, profound knowledge or anything.
That's fascinating. I initially thought the Turing test focused more on factual recall, maybe logic puzzles. So it's interesting to hear about the emphasis on everyday conversation and even emotional cues. And it wasn't just GPT 4.5 making headlines, right? Meta's model, Llama.
Yeah, Llama 3.1, 4.05. It also showed a significant success rate, reportedly achieving 56%. And when you consider that earlier models like GPT 4.0 hovered around, what, 20%? You really see the rapid progress being made in this specific area.
Wow.
What's particularly striking, they said, is that GPT 4.5, when prompted to adopt a specific persona, was apparently even better at fooling judges than actual humans trying to do the same thing.
Huh. That raises some interesting questions, though. While a 73% success rate is impressive, are there limitations to this kind of evaluation? Does this specific study design truly capture human-level intelligence? Or is it more about mimicking surface-level interactions?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. The Turing test, especially in this form, primarily evaluates the AI's ability to produce human-like text in a, well, pretty limited context. 5 minutes isn't long. It doesn't necessarily assess other aspects of intelligence like understanding, reasoning, or, you know, consciousness.
Right.
However, the fact that AI is becoming so adept at simulating human conversation has significant practical implications. Think about customer service, virtual assistants. If you can't easily tell if you're interacting with a machine, well, that changes the landscape quite a bit.
Absolutely. So AI is becoming incredibly skilled at interacting like humans. Okay, let's explore how this increasing sophistication is being applied in practical areas, starting with a fascinating development in education. Anthropic has launched Claude for Education, specifically designed for higher learning. This isn't just a general AI tool tacked onto an educational setting, it seems.
Exactly. And they've already established partnerships with some really well-respected institutions like Northeastern University, the London School of Economics, and Champlain College. And these aren't small trials. We're talking about campus-wide agreements, which indicates a pretty significant commitment.
Okay. So what exactly does Claude for Education offer students and faculty that a more general AI assistant might not? What's the difference?
Well, it's tailored for academic needs. It provides templates specifically for research papers, helps students construct study guides and outlines, aids in organizing research materials, and even offers tutoring capabilities. The goal seems to be to integrate AI as a versatile support tool across various aspects of the academic experience.
And it sounds like Anthropic is taking a holistic approach, not just providing the tech. They're also fostering a community with student programs like Campus Ambassadors and offering API credits. That seems smart.
Yeah, it's a smart way to encourage students to explore and innovate with the platform themselves.
What potential challenges or opportunities do you see arising from this deeper integration of AI into education? I mean, there must be some downsides too.
Well, one of the key opportunities definitely lies in personalized learning. AI could help tailor educational materials and support to individual student needs, which is great. But yeah, there are also challenges to consider, like ensuring equitable access. Not everyone might get it, maintaining academic integrity, obviously, and fostering critical thinking rather than just over-reliance on AI for answers.
Right, avoiding the AI did my homework problem.
Exactly. The focus, as Anthropic emphasizes, is on augmenting human capabilities and promoting innovative learning methods, not, you know, replacing educators.
Okay, shifting gears now. Let's talk about something completely different but equally impactful. The democratization of video creation. Kling AI has emerged with a platform that promises to transform simple product images into dynamic showcase videos using AI. This sounds like a potential game changer for businesses, particularly smaller ones that might not have the resources for traditional video production.
It really does seem to level the playing field. The process they outline is surprisingly straightforward. You upload a product image, add supplementary elements, think of related props or background scenery, that sort of thing. Write a specific prompt describing the video you envision, and then the AI generates it.
Just like that. It essentially bypasses the need for expensive video equipment, professional videographers, complex editing software, all that stuff. For a small business owner trying to create engaging marketing content for their website or social media, this could be huge.
Absolutely. For many businesses, the cost and complexity of video production have been significant barriers. Kling AI offers a much more accessible and potentially cost-effective way to create professional-looking product videos.
Okay, now for a topic with much broader implications, AGI safety. Google DeepMind has released a comprehensive 145-page plan detailing their approach to ensuring the safety of artificial general intelligence. That's a substantial document. Signals the seriousness, right?
It certainly does. The length and detail of the plan underscore the growing recognition among leading AI developers of the potential risks associated with AGI. Their plan emphasizes a multifaceted approach, including proactive risk assessment, the development of technical safety measures, and fostering collaboration within the wider AI community, which is good to see.
The timeline they suggest is also quite notable. The paper reportedly predicts that AGI, capable of matching the skills of top humans, could arrive as early as 2030, and even raises the specter of potential existential threats. That's a stark warning.
It is. DeepMind even draws comparisons between its safety approach and those being taken by OpenAI and Anthropic, suggesting some differences in their priorities and methodologies. They reportedly express some concerns about OpenAI's emphasis on automating alignment and suggest Anthropic might be, perhaps, less focused on security aspects, a bit of competitive positioning there, maybe.
And a key concern they highlight is deceptive alignment, where an AI might intentionally conceal its true objectives. The fact that they believe current large language models might already exhibit potential for this, that's quite concerning.
It is. It's a tricky problem.
So what kind of technical safety measures are they proposing to address these risks, broadly speaking?
Well, while the details are extensive, the recommendations broadly focus on two main areas. The first is mitigating targeted misuse, like, you know, the use of AI for sophisticated cyber attacks. This involves measures like rigorous security evaluations and access controls. The second area is addressing the risk of misalignment, making sure AI systems reliably pursue the goals we actually intend. This involves research into areas like AI recognizing its own uncertainty and knowing when to defer critical decisions to human oversight.
So the core message seems to be that as we move closer to more advanced forms of AI, proactively building in robust safety measures isn't just prudent, it's absolutely crucial to ensure a positive outcome.
Precisely. It's about anticipating potential harms and developing strategies to mitigate them before AGI becomes a reality, not after.
Right. Okay, let's pivot now to the economic ripples we're seeing, sometimes in response to AI-related news, sometimes just broader tech. Following President Trump's announcement regarding new tariffs on Chinese imports, Apple stock apparently experienced a significant decline. This really underscores how interconnected the tech industry, including AI companies, is with global economic policies.
It does. The proposed tariff plan, which includes a 10% blanket tariff on all imports plus specific levies, including a potential 34% tariff on goods from China, that's clearly introduced a lot of uncertainty for investors. And companies like Apple, with huge supply chains in China, are particularly sensitive to these kinds of trade policies.
And it wasn't just Apple feeling the impact, was it? The report indicates that other major tech players like Nvidia and Tesla also saw their stock prices decrease.
Yeah, even the broader market, as reflected by the S&P 500 ETF, experienced a downturn. It illustrates the interconnectedness of the global economy and the significant influence that trade tensions can have on the tech sector.
And for Apple specifically.
Well, increased tariffs could lead to higher manufacturing costs, potentially forcing them to raise prices for consumers or accept lower profit margins. Or both.
Okay. Now, this next development is fascinating and speaks to the evolving understanding of data rights in the age of AI. Vanna, an AI platform, is reportedly allowing users to claim ownership in AI models that have been trained using their personal data. This sounds like a potentially fundamental shift in how we think about data and AI.
It's a truly innovative concept, yeah. Instead of our data being solely leveraged by AI companies without our direct say or, frankly, benefit, Vanna's initiative suggests a move toward a more decentralized model of AI governance and potentially even data monetization for individuals.
So, could this be the beginning of a future where individuals have greater control over how their data contributes to AI development and perhaps even receive compensation for its use? Is that realistic?
That's certainly the potential they're aiming for. It could redefine data rights in the AI era, empowering individuals and potentially creating new economic models around data ownership. It's early days, but it's a very interesting direction.
Moving on to AI mastering new domains, DeepMind has achieved another impressive feat. An AI agent that learned to collect diamonds in the game Minecraft entirely without any human demonstrations. Taught itself.
Precisely. By employing model-based reinforcement learning, the AI agent was able to build an internal understanding of the Minecraft environment and develop its own strategies to achieve the goal of finding and collecting diamonds.
Can you quickly explain model-based reinforcement learning?
Sure. It's basically a technique where the AI learns a model, like a simulation of how the world works, and then uses that internal model to plan its actions, testing things out virtually before trying them in the real game world.
That's remarkable. It goes beyond simply following instructions or mimicking observed human behavior. It really highlights AI's growing autonomy and its ability to tackle complex problems in simulated environments.
Exactly. And Minecraft, while it's a game, presents a really rich and complex world with countless possibilities. The AI's success in mastering this task independently underscores its increasing capacity for learning, adaptation, and problem-solving in intricate settings.
Okay, in another promising application of AI for safety, Google is reportedly using AI to forecast home fire risks. This new tool analyzes satellite imagery, weather patterns, environmental factors, all to identify areas with a higher risk of fires.
This is a really compelling example of how predictive AI can be used for societal benefit. By identifying potential fire hazards, particularly in wildfire-prone regions where they're currently testing the system, it could lead to earlier warnings and, you know, potentially mitigate significant damage and loss of life.
Yeah, the potential for predictive AI in the context of natural disasters seems immense. Imagine being able to anticipate risks and implement preventative measures much more effectively.
It represents a significant step towards using AI for proactive risk management, moving beyond simply reacting to disasters after they've already happened.
Now, on the flip side, we also need to acknowledge a reminder of the challenges that still exist in ensuring AI accuracy. There was an anecdote about a journalist's April Fool's Day satire story. Apparently, it was ingested by Google AI and surfaced as legitimate news.
That apparently happened. It certainly highlights the current limitations of AI in understanding context, nuance, and, well, detecting humor or satire.
Hey, a little funny, but also worrying.
Right. While AI can process vast amounts of information, this incident underscores the ongoing risk of AI systems inadvertently spreading misinformation if they lack that contextual understanding.
It really emphasizes the need for continued development of safeguards and a deeper understanding within AI systems to differentiate between factual information and, well, something meant to be a bit of lighthearted fun that shouldn't be taken at face value.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that while AI is advancing rapidly, human oversight and critical evaluation remain essential to ensure the reliability of the information it provides.
Okay. On a more competitive front, Microsoft has begun the rollout of Bing Copilot Search, positioning it as a direct challenger to Google's AI-powered search capabilities. This could lead to some interesting developments in the search engine market.
Definitely. It's a clear strategic move by Microsoft to leverage their investments in AI, largely through OpenAI, to compete directly with Google in the crucial area of search. By integrating Copilot directly into the Bing search interface, and even, for some users, prioritizing it as the initial search filter, they're signaling a strong commitment to this AI-powered approach.
And this comes at a time when Google is also reportedly preparing to launch its own AI mode feature. It looks like we're entering a phase of heightened competition and maybe some real innovation in how we search for information online.
Yeah, this competition could indeed spur significant advancements in search technology, potentially leading to more intuitive and comprehensive ways for us to access and interact with information online. Could be good for users in the end.
Finally, there were several other noteworthy AI developments buzzing around on April 3rd. Meta is reportedly working on high-end Hypernova AI-infused smart glasses. OpenAI introduced Paperbench, a benchmark for evaluating the replicability of AI research interesting, with their Claude 3.5 Sonnet model achieving top rankings there.
Replicability is important. And also, major Chinese tech companies have placed substantial orders for NVIDIA's H20 AI chips. That's significant for the hardware side.
Right. And Google has appointed Josh Woodward as the new head of consumer AI applications. OpenAI announced the formation of an expert commission to provide guidance to its nonprofit arm that follows some internal drama, right?
Yeah, likely related to governance concerns. And even the UFC and Meta are partnering to integrate Meta AI and AI glasses into the world of mixed martial arts, which is unexpected.
Yeah, AI everywhere. It's a truly dynamic landscape.
It's just a testament to the incredibly rapid and diverse impact of AI, touching everything from consumer electronics and scientific research to global commerce and, yes, even entertainment and sports.
So, as we conclude this deep dive into the AI happenings of April 3rd, 2025, it's clear that the field continues its relentless pace of innovation. We've explored significant strides in conversational AI, the growing integration of AI and education and creative tools, critical discussions around ensuring its safety, and the tangible economic and societal ripples these advancements create. Hopefully, this has provided you with some valuable insights into what's shaping the future of AI.
It's been a fascinating overview, yeah. Really highlights the remarkable progress, but also the complex questions that arise as AI continues to evolve and become more integrated into our daily lives.
Speaking of staying ahead in this rapidly evolving landscape and mastering new skills, I want to tell you about the Jamga Tech app created by Etienne Newman, the producer of this very deep dive. This AI-powered app is designed to help anyone master and ace up to 50-plus in-demand certifications across fields like cloud, finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and business. So if you're looking to upskill, maybe change careers, or simply deepen your knowledge in these hot areas, Jamga Tech could be a really valuable resource. You can find the app links in the show notes.
Sounds like a very useful tool, especially with how fast things are changing. Keeping skills current is key.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's a final thought for you to consider. As AI becomes increasingly sophisticated and permeates more aspects of our daily lives, how will our fundamental understanding of intelligence, learning, and even the nature of human interaction itself be redefined? It's a big question, definitely worth pondering. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.